KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 47 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, firefighters from Messina were called out early this morning to a machine shed fire. The incident at a site just east of 77224 Newport Road was reported at around 2:50 a.m. Messina Fire Chief Drew Williams.
When we first arrived on the scene, the structure was pretty much on the ground. There was nothing left of it, so it had been burning for 2 or 3 hours before we got there. I talked to the owner, and he said that his dad was woke by the dogs barking, and he went up there, and the structure was completely on the ground. It was an open front shed with a bunch of chemical barrels in it and some car trailers and stuff like that. So we just knocked down the flames that were there and kind of did some scratching around to get everything out, you know, and took all the tin up off the pieces of equipment and put it all out.
Firefighters were on the scene for a little more than 90 minutes. The approximately 30 by 40 foot open front shed was a complete loss, with the value, contents included, estimated at $10,000 to $15,000. Chief Williams said the cause of the fire was not immediately known, but they have their suspicions.
We're thinking that as of now, there was nothing in there for, you know, anything. So we're thinking electrical. Maybe the electrical wire was laying on the ground when we got there, so we don't know if it rubbed on the tin or whatever, or something. But the farmer thought that that could be the only cause of it, is electrical.
There were no injuries reported. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday of 38-year-old Rose Amber Lopez. The Red Oak woman was arrested in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Lopez was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Voters in a section of Adams County went to the polls Tuesday to decide who will fill the Supervisor District 5 seat vacated by Carl McCarty. And according to the Adams County Auditor's Office, after 195 votes were cast in the single precinct election, the winner with 94 votes was Republican Bobby J. Baker Maines. Current appointee, Democrat Corey B. Moore, obtained 53 votes. Karen Carlson, 1 vote, and Tim Peterson, 45 votes. Both were nominated by petition. There were also 2 write-ins. The Nebraska trial of a Kansas man charged with the traffic deaths of 4 Southwest Iowa motorcyclists has been delayed until August. Keith County, Nebraska District Court records say the trial was scheduled to have begun Tuesday for 23-year-old Jesar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas. He's pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of vehicular homicide, 1 of reckless driving, and 1 of failing to drive in his lane. The records say the judge last week granted the delay because the attorneys have not completed the pretrial discovery process. The new starting date is August 6th. Prosecutors say Cisneros Hernandez's vehicle hit 2 motorcycles carrying 2 people each on July 1st, 2017 near Ogallala, Nebraska. Authorities say 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny, both from Bedford, were on 1 motorcycle. The other motorcyclists were 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geraldine Weiss, both from Council Bluffs. Atlantic Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, and Girl Scouts will be out and about this Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon, scouting for food. They'll pick up your non-perishable food donation items for delivery to the Atlantic Food Pantry. And if you're accidentally missed on Saturday and would like to make a donation, you can call Melissa Enan at 712-254-2689. The Iowa Food Group, which took over the former Tyson meat plant in Cherokee, has temporarily paused production. The company says it's going to recapitalize for its next stage. There was no mention as to how long the plant would shut down. Iowa Food Group had announced in September of last year that they would acquire the meat plant and process beef, pork, poultry, and lamb. And at that time, the Iowa Food Group indicated they would employ at least 100 people at the start of operations. And the Atlantic School Board will meet at 7 p.m. this evening at the Middle School Media Center. At that time, a public hearing will be held on the 2019-2020 certified budget. During the regular session to follow, the board will act on resignations and contracts. They'll also discuss naming a construction manager and facility naming rights. Board policy states that if an individual, building athletic fields, gymnasiums, and so on, is to be named or renamed for an individual, there are criteria that must be met in order for that to take place. Other action items on their agenda included approval of the 2019-2020 school calendar, also approval of the 2019-2020 certified budget, which calls for a proposed levy of $14.72 per $1,000 property valuation. In the funeral announcements, Orrin Plagman, age 82 of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Orrin Plagman will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Deborah Cross, age 63 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Deborah Cross will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Pedersen, age 92 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marion Pedersen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Hansen, age 85 of Bagley, died Friday. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Burdette Bailey, age 95 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Burdette Bailey will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Sharon Christensen, age 68 of Kimbleton, died Monday. Funeral services for Sharon Christensen will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has arrangements. Phyllis Ann Monahan, age 76 of Harlan, died April 3rd. A massive Christian burial for Phyllis Monahan will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Randall Dady Sr., age 63 of Greenfield, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Randall Dady Sr. will be on Friday at 4 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. William Bill Priestley, age 64 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Bill Priestley will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alvita Allie Groenwald, age 81 of Atlantic, died March 31st. Memorial services for Allie Groenwald will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Henningsen, age 79 of Council Bluffs, a native of Casey, died April 5th. Funeral services for Norma Henningsen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Lorraine Nichols, age 93 of the Cumberland and Creston areas, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lorraine Nichols will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. June Holiday, age 82 of Atlantic, died November 16th. A celebration of life memorial service for June Holiday will be at noon Saturday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Carmen Regals, age 76 of Marnie, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carmen Regals will be held April 27th at 1 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Frank Reyna, age 79 of Walnut, died April 5th. No services are planned for Frank Reyna. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.